Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Everyone, welcome to Here's to Your Health with yours truly, me, Dr. D. It's so good to be with you guys this evening. It was a gorgeous day today, and I truly hope you had a chance to get out and enjoy some of this wonderful, natural vitamin D. That sun was so awesome today. Today was such a beautiful day to be just out and about, fluttering around like a beautiful butterfly. I am just so grateful for the opportunity to be with you again tonight on Here's to Your Health. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the 109.9 Penn Station, right here on your very own Blog Talk Radio. And it is such a pleasure for me to be with you every Wednesday night. I'm a day ahead of myself. Every Tuesday evening, every Tuesday night, I look forward to this. I look forward to this time. You know what? God is so good to me. God has, he is so good to me. And you know what? I don't hesitate to tell it everywhere I go. You know, no, this is not a religious show, but it would be really obtruse of me to come on every Tuesday and not give glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it would absolutely be ludicrous of me because I know in whom I believe. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he lives in me, and he's doing some awesome things. Had little dental work done earlier today, and, you know, my jaw was kind of really tight, you know, but it feels so much better now, and I thank God for that. I thank him how he showed me the different things to do for it, and so I can really, I think I can almost bite an apple. I'm not going to try it, but I think I almost can. Let me share this with you tonight. Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others lead their future in someone else's hands, but not you. You take control of your own health. That's what this is all about. That's what Here's to Your Health is all about, taking control of your own health. Don't put your health in anybody else's hands. That is your responsibility. And with God, all things are possible. You know what? If there's something going on with this body, first and foremost, I ask my maker, what's going on? Lord, what is going on? Show me what to do. Provide for me what I need in order to get it right. And you know what? He has never failed me yet. And I don't expect that he will. You see? So I'm just telling you, you know, if there's something that, some issue that you have, some underlying issue or whatever, seek God. He knows all about you. He made you. He made that body. Don't you know he know how to fix it? If you buy a toy or if you buy something out of the store and if something goes wrong, you always look at the manufacturer's paper description on it, right? Even with my truck, my new truck I got. It's so much about this truck I don't know about. So not only am I reading the book, but I'm taking classes. I got to take a class to learn how to operate some of this stuff. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no shame in my game. If I don't know how to do it, I want to know how to do it. So that's what I'm going to do. So it's so good to have you with me tonight. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I know you don't have to do this every Tuesday. I know that there's so many other things that you can do, but you take time out of your busy day, out of your busy evening, out of your busy evening to be here. And I truly appreciate it. I appreciate you, and you. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Got some good information to share with you tonight. In fact, I hope we have a caller, one of my listeners that listens in every Tuesday. And he's doing some wonderful things. Got him a little farm, and he's growing some things, and he's always sending me beautiful pictures. In fact, he's working right now. He's getting ready to get my one unit of my above-ground garden started. And I appreciate him. So I hope he tunes in tonight and want to just chime in to let us know what's growing on his little farm tonight, share with us some information. So we'll see. We'll stay tuned, you know. We'll see. We'll stay tuned to see if he's going to chime in with us tonight. It would sure be a pleasure if he did. So we'll wait a little while and see what's going to happen with that, okay? Okay, so let me share this with you. You know how I always tell you guys about apples, right? Okay, listen. You know, I always say, you know how we used to hear years ago, apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? Okay. And I have given you, I don't know how much research on just how important it is to eat your apple. In fact, remember, I even said one time, don't eat one apple a day. Eat two. Eat one early in the day and then eat one later in the evening. Okay, listen to this. You want to peel off some pounds? Apples may be the key to eating what you want without gaining a bushel. Scientists at the University of Iowa found that a compound known as ursolic acid that is found in apples and other fruits increase the metabolism, revving up muscle mass and up levels of brown fat, which burns other fat. You know, the brown fat in your body. I remember one day hearing Dr. Oz talk about this. Kudos for Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is doing great things out there. Even though he's a medical doctor, and every once in a while he'll throw his aspirin in, you know, with something natural. But kudos to him. You know, I mean, it ain't no time for no hate, no nobody that's trying to do something right. We have to understand that Dr. Oz is an MD. So, of course, he's going to have that. He's trained as a medical doctor. But I think it's so awesome how he has, you know, different natural protocols and alternatives, you know, on the show as well. So, actually, what this does is give you the opportunity to choose what you think is best for you. Remember, take control of your own health, you see, however it may be. This show is all about allowing you to hear about alternative methods of helping the body heal itself. I am not an MD. I am an ND, a naturopathic doctor. And all that means is what? I use natural modalities such as prayer, number one, herbs, whole food, good water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs, to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Because it will. It'll do that if we give it what it needs. So this report just says that, you know, eating an apple helps to, it has this ursolic acid that helps to fight, to help rev up the brown fat, and the brown fat helps to burn other fats in the body. And this has been proven. So the findings could eventually lead to a supplement potent enough to have the same effect in humans. It's been tested in mice, in lab mice. But now check this out. In the meantime, chomp away on apples. You see, you can also suppress your appetite and help whittle your core. You know that core, that stomach that looks like every day is growing by leaps and bounds, and you don't even know how. You know, you can't tame it. You know, a friend of mine was telling me that she has this garment, and she wears this garment. She said, girl, I didn't get so, it's such a chore trying to put that thing on. I don't even bother putting it on no more. You see, the core, it's like the core got a mind of its own, the stomach area. You know what I'm saying? So we got to do something about it. And and remember, if you're gonna eat apples, spend a few pennies more and get organic. Buy organic whenever possible. Buy organic corn. Most of the corn that we get here is genetically engineered. So please buy organic. I hear a lot of times people say, oh, it's so much more. Listen. You don't you think you're worth a few pennies more? I spent the other day like $5.49 for some Fuji apples. You think I care about that? I don't care about that. All I care about is that I can eat that whole apple and don't have to worry about the pesticides and the herbicides and all these different sprays that's, you know, being put on our food and emitted in our air. In the air that we breathe, you know what I'm saying? So buy organic. You're worth it. A couple of more dollars. You know, it's amazing to me how sometimes people will spend more money on their clothes, on their shoes, on their cars, on their homes, than they will on their food. You are what you eat. So don't worry about a couple of cents or a dollar or so. You know, forget about that. It'll pay for itself in the long run. It actually will. I'm going to share some information tonight with you concerning herbs that are used to tame anxiety and reduce stress. But before I do that, I just want to let you know, remember 1 week I spoke about walnuts. I am so thankful that my jaw feels so much better. I took some valerian tonight, and oh, wow, it is really doing the job. In fact, after the show, I'll be ready to hit that hay it big time. I'll be ready to. I'm ready. It's calmed me. My jaw, I can open my jaw. I can say, ah. So I'm feeling pretty good right about now. Okay, the nutty way to help preserve cognition, walnuts. Walnuts. You know, walnuts was one of the nuts that I talked about not too long ago. For those of you that tuned in, I talked about the walnuts. Remember how awesome I told you walnuts were and how good they were for your health? Okay, well, I mean, there's just a plethora of research that shows that, you know, walnuts are just good for you. They're just a good nut to eat. So with that being said, let me share some more information with you concerning the good old walnuts. Okay, walnut consumption is associated with better memory scores and cognitive functions. Now, and for those of you that listen to Here's to Your Health on a weekly basis, you know that I always like to share with you good nuts, the almonds and the different nuts, the Brazil nut. Okay, this is about the walnut. It's been associated with better memory scores and cognitive functions. According to a recent findings published in a journal of Alzheimer's disease. Now, a recent study showed that, and this study was actually done by a Spanish Ministry of Health, and it showed that the Mediterranean diet supplemented with olive oil and 1 ounce of mixed nuts, that's right, one ounce of mixed nuts, of which half should be walnuts, is more beneficial than a low-fat diet when it comes to the to body weight and blood pressure and insulin resistance and systemic inflammation. And it is so much systemic inflammation going around. Everybody has pain here and pain, and a lot of it is due to inflammation. Now, the nutrient-dense walnut provides not only antioxidants, but alpha-linolenic acid. And this is a plant-based omega-3 fatty acid. And both are nutrients with anti-inflammatory properties that help to protect the brain from oxidative damage associated with cognitive decline. Alzheimer's, you see, dementia. We've got to eat more food that comes from the earth, y'all. Anytime you see all this stuff, and you know what? They're getting more diabolical in the packaging and in the commercials and things like that. I'm telling you, some of these commercials are so strategically done until when you look at these certain commercials concerning different foods, you almost want to get up right then and there and go get it. I mean, I don't even think the messages are that subliminal no more. I think they're just flat out in your face, you know, knowing how to just make it look so good. And when you bite into whatever it is, the juice runs. And, you know, I mean, it is just diabolical. But let me tell you something. The best eating that we can do are foods that look like they do when they naturally come from the ground or come from Mother Earth. That's the best eating we can do. If it's packaged in a box, in a can, in a bag, in a plastic container, it has not nearly the nutrient density of lettuce, beets. You see, take a walk through the produce section of your grocery store. I mean, I was talking about a lettuce not too long ago, and I actually began to salivate. In my mind's eye, I saw the lettuce, and it just, I began to salivate thinking about this lettuce. That's the way it should be. Not all these chemicals and all these things that's being done to our food, you know, and it's getting us so wrapped up until we just want more and more and more, and we're getting bigger, 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 more diabetes, more cancer, more heart attacks and cardiovascular problems that's associated to what? What we are putting in our temples. Exactly. Raisins. Do you like raisins? I love raisins. I can take this sometimes this is a treat for me. I'll make a banana split. I'll take me a banana and I'll split it in half and I'll put some nut butter on it, you know, in the little slit, and then I'll take some raisins and kind of strudel some raisins over the top of that. And that's my dessert. I love it. I absolutely love raisins. And for you, for those of you that seek in a natural way to keep keep slightly elevated blood pressure in check, you might find that eating a handful of raisins might do the trick. Now, there's been some new data presented at the American College of Cardiology at their 61st annual scientific session. And it suggests that among adults with hypertension or mild increased blood pressure, routine consumption of raisins may lower your readings. There you have it. Especially compared with eating other common snacks. You know, all the salty snacks, all of those. Yeah, those. The researchers noted that raisins are packed with potassium, which is known to lower the blood pressure. And they are also an excellent source of antioxidant dietary fiber. In fact, you know, if you don't chew those little buggers up good, you see them come out just like they went in. So, you know, they are a wonderful source of dietary fiber. And it's really awesome because this fiber is really good for altering the biochemistry of the blood vessels, and it really enables them to be less stiff. So you want to eat some raisins, about 60, you know, a little handful. And check this out. A handful of raisin contains 1 gram of fiber and 212 milligrams of potassium. That's awesome, and that's exactly what's needed to keep that hypertension in check, to bust it. You know, it helps. It tells it to get out of here. So you want to be really cognizant of high blood pressure. It's not called the silent killer for nothing, y'all. So just be, you know, take note of that, okay? And also, getting on the subject of Cultivating Your Calm. You know, it's so much going on now to have us all anxious and stressed out and full of anxiety. And we must cultivate ways to just bring in the calm. And we know that this is the age of anxiety. Everybody is, you know, all in traffic. You know, a guy cut in front of me today in the prettiest little Jaguar. And it just amazed me. I'm like, where in the world is he going in such a hurry? So as he fluttered in front of me, I got on the other side, and we met up at the light, and I just looked over at him and gave him a nice little smile. You know, I'm like, wherever you are going, I pray that you will get there safe and sound, because it ain't that serious. I'm not in that much of a hurry, you see? So we just got to learn ways to help cultivate the calm in this age of anxiety that we're living in. And let me tell you, I understand that it's tougher than even, you know, when you're busy, when you have a busy life and you're trying to multitask, you know, sometimes it's really hard to find some calm. But for the sake of your health, you got to find ways to do it. The rush of life. It's smart to make a daily effort to turn off your computer, turn off the phone, dim the lights, listen to soothing music, practice yoga, deep breathing, pray, meditate, whatever you have to do. And for a little extra support, you can try some calming herbs. Herbs and nutrients that tame anxiety and reduce the stress. And one of the ones that I'm going to talk about tonight is one that I ingested not too long ago, and that's valerian, but I'll get into that in a little while. So it's just important for you to find ways to just bring it down a notch. There was a show that used to come on, and this actor used to say, simmer down. We got to learn ways to just simmer down, because it's everything is so fast-paced. Go. Have it your way. Drive through windows. You know, you don't even have to go in a restaurant to eat him. Pull up in a window. Give me my food in a bag out of a little hole. You see what I'm saying? But we have got to calm down. Let me share with you a little bit about the valerian root, since I did mention it. It calms the nerves so eloquently. It allows you to sleep when you're tired. Have you ever been so tired you just be restless and you just can't sleep? You're lay down and you toss and turn. Valerian root is awesome when you're tired. It's a heart regulator, and it repairs the heart. It's a great source of calcium. And listen, let me tell you, valerian was actually studied to make Valium. Hence the word valerian, Valium. It was studied to make Valium. The smell now is a little stinky, for lack of a better word. Yeah, you know, the smell of valerian root, it really may take a little getting used to. But give valerian root a chance, and you'll find that it is oh so soothing. Now, if you find that you can't sleep for whatever reason, you're going to love valerian. For any kind of nervous agitation, gentle valerian root with its absorbable vegetable calcium is what you need. And you can take it regularly in the daylight hours without the worry of becoming addicted. You won't be running around trying to find your valerian bottle or your valerian capsule. It ain't that kind of party, really. You don't have to be concerned with side effects or nightmares when you're taking valerian root. Although, I have had some of the most wonderful vivid dreams when taking valerian root. So, you know, no nightmares. I've never had any nightmares, but I have had some really lucid dreams, you know, because I'm one that normally I don't remember too much of my dream, but I notice that sometimes if I take enough valerian, then when I awake, I can remember my dream in detail. So I have noticed that. Valerian root also provides a release from tension. You ever had one of those tension headaches? And you know it's not a hunger headache. It's not a thirsty headache. Because remember what we said, sometimes when you have a headache, drink a big glass of water. If the headache dissipates, you weren't hungry. A lot of times we want to associate a headache with being hungry. Oh, I got a headache. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten nothing. I got a headache. Sometimes the body said, no, you don't need to eat. You need to drink. I need to be hydrated. So remember that, okay? It also helps to correct any kind of heart palpitations. You know, if you have palpitations, your heart's kind of beating too fast, it helps to correct heart palpitation because it helps to strengthen the heart. And it does this all while aiding in proper digestion. These herbs are so wonderful. I mean, some of them are so adaptogenic until they'll go in and they'll see something that needs to be corrected and they'll take care of it. Those are what adaptogen herbs does. Okay? So it helps with digestion and also elimination. So if you have any problems as far as your nerves and anxiety and tension, make a new friend. Make a true friend and get you some valerian root. And you will root, get you some valerian. And you will truly have a friend indeed. Something else that's awesome for anxiety and stress is magnesium. When you're tense, your muscles tighten up. And magnesium is a safe muscle relaxant that is especially helpful before bedtime. You know, they have all kinds of magnesium drinks that you can put a teaspoon or whatever in a cup and then pour some nice warm water over it and drink it before you go to bed. Now, there's a doctor, her name is Carolyn Dean, and she wrote a book. Get this book, guys. This book is awesome. It's called The Magnesium Miracle. Go to half.com, go to Amazon, and compare the prices. I don't pay retail for books, but just check it out. The Magnesium Miracle by Dr. Carolyn Dean, and she's an MD. Now, she says that when stress boosts blood pressure, magnesium can lower it. And studies have been done on this. Now, large doses may cause you to have some loose stool. So you want to be very conscientious of just how much you're taking. And if you do get loose stool, what do? Just cut back. Reduce your dosage, and then increase it gradually until you find the exact dosage that's right for you. On the norm, 200 milligrams of magnesium citrate twice a day with food should be sufficient. But everybody's different, so just do you, And it's always good if you can, you know, work with a natural health practitioner, a holistic person such as myself. You know what I'm saying? Just so you'll know exactly what's going on. Another good remedy is L-theanine, and it's found in tea, and high-quality green and black teas have L-theanine in it. And then L-theanine increases the brain's alpha wave activity, leading to less anxiety and a feeling of calmness. Now, higher alpha waves are also associated with great mental sharpness. So this is really something you want to look into. If you feel kind of foggy sometime and you just can't think, and you know what I'm saying? In fact, one study found that L-theanine reduced negative responses to stress. And in other researches, it increased feelings of relaxation by about 40% among people with serious behavioral problems. And it does not cause drowsiness. And on an average, about 200 milligrams, 1 to 3 times a day, has been found to be sufficient. Okay, I see we have a caller tonight coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Hello?
Hello?
Are you? Yes.
Doc?
Yes. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hey, this is David.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
I didn't know I chimed in. This is kind of catching me off surprise a little bit. I didn't plan on chiming in, but I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you must have hit that number one on your telephone keypad.
Right on. That's why I think you're a show. I don't want to chime in. I'm always too busy with my pencil and paper.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, since you did chime in, tell us what's growing in the garden. What's going on the farm?
Oh, well, so far things are good. I don't have enough room cleared out, but things are going well. Got some herbs going, some vegetables, onions.
Really?
And
what
basil.
Kind of herb? Oh, yeah, basil. Oh, I love basil.
Basil? The basil is smelling so good right now. Basil, rosemary, thyme, tarragon.
Some sweet marjoram. Awesome.
Some sweet marjoram going on. Yeah, the herbs are doing real well. I also have some peppers going.
Uh-huh.
4 or 5 different kinds of peppers that are doing well. They're producing fruit already, which is cool, watching them things grow.
Uh-huh. I know. It's just so amazing watching anything grow, isn't it?
Yeah, when you first put things in the ground, they're so tiny and small in those little planters they give you. But when they start to spread out, sometimes you realize you plant things too close because you got to follow the guidelines when they tell you to plant them 2 feet apart,
right?
You know, 30 inches apart. It's hard to stick to those guidelines because they look so small when you put them in the ground. But when they mature and grow, yeah, they get. Fun to watch them grow. They get big and they take up every bit of that space.
Yeah. So how big is your garden?
Well, I just have things around the yard in pots, and I built a small trough for myself with some things in it, like a raised bed type deal. But I've also have a couple of compost piles that I've got squash and some, 2 types of squash. There's a butternut squash and acorn squash I'm growing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know why I need more room though. I'm just the cold spring and the cold wet spring kind of set me back on how much I actually wanted to get in the ground, but things are going well.
That's great. That's great, Dave. I'm so glad. You're going to have to some of the pictures that you sent me. I'm going to have to post them on my website so people can see, you know, some of the stuff that you're doing. I can't wait to start fiddling around. I'm going to start putting some things in some pots, and I'm looking forward to my little raised bed that I got coming, you know.
Yeah, I'm working on that for you. I should have that probably by the end of the week.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be
exciting.
We'll
have you all set up
like
with that by the end of the week.
Yeah, I am just so grateful for you doing that. I tell you, I went out yesterday and I kind of cut my grapevine back a little bit. And I'm just so excited to get something started. I said I may not do a lot because I'm just getting ready to do my internship for my personal fitness trainer. I say, but I want to get something going this year. I just want to get something going this year because every year I say I'm going to do something and I don't get around to it. But this year I am going to do it. So I'm excited.
That's how I did. I've been saying the same thing. And I've been working on my yard a lot. I had a lot to get cleared out, but I finally got some things in the ground and looking forward to it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. I'm looking forward to coming over and seeing your garden. And I hope that there's this lady where I go for physical therapy, and she's got this. I'm going to ask her to send me some of her pictures. Oh, Dave, her backyard is so what I want mine to be. She's got little spots that is kind of up high, and she's got it kind of bricked off a little bit, and she's got herbs there. And she says she's got herbs all around her home. There's some kind of herb, you know, and it's just so beautiful and tranquil. I say, so I'm just starting a little bit at a time, and it'll happen. It'll happen.
Yeah, the rosemary smells so good. Fresh rosemary, just the smell that, and the,
I love it.
The basil, too, the basil.
Mm-hmm.
Basil's
mm-hmm.
good for keeping away flies.
Yeah, it sure
it's a
is.
Good, it's a
it
good
sure
natural
is.
Repellent for flies. If you just want to plant, and a lot of herbs are perennial, so they most of them come back year after year,
mm-hmm.
as long as you just get them in the ground and keep them going, so.
You guys hear that right. I hope you're taking notes. Now, see what happened by accident tonight? All right, Dave. I really appreciate you. What else you want to share with us tonight?
Right on. Well, we're on the topic of basil. Basil is, if you use it in a tea, it's good for putting you to sleep.
You
I've
know
never
what?
Had it myself, but I want to try it. And also, basil is good for the digestive system as well.
It is. It really is. Yes, it is.
Also,
yeah.
The longer you cook it, the more flavor you bring out of it. So the longer you
mm-hmm.
simmer it in like sauces and stews, the more flavor comes out of it.
I love it in my marinara sauce.
Yep, or it can just be chopped up fresh.
That's it.
You gotta have your basil.
Gotta have my basil.
All right, I'll let you get back to talking.
Well, thanks so much, Dave. I really appreciate you, buddy. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
I appreciate you.
Love.
You keep spreading the word.
Okay.
You lead that revolution,
so
and I'll get back with you in a day or two on that garden bed.
No problem, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Preach.
Hey, that was a treat. That was a treat, wasn't it? Yeah. I really appreciate him. He is really... He's a good guy, I'm telling you, and maybe he can come back in, you know, from time to time and share more stuff with us concerning growing and gardening, and I'm looking forward to go and see his garden, and I'm looking forward to him giving me some ideas about mine. So, yeah, it's all good. So another herb I want to talk to you about tonight is passion flower. Now, passion flower, This is a remarkable little herb, and it's remarkable because it has such awesome calming properties. If there's a book called Overcoming Sleep Disorders Naturally, and it's by Laurel Vekubic, This is another great book, Overcoming Sleep Disorders Naturally. Well, you know, we talk about ways to overcome sleep problems here on Here's to Your Health. And one is, if you having trouble sleeping, take that television out of your room. I read an article today in the Reader's Digest when I was at the dentist's office, and Dr. Wells was saying that at 3 p.m., he turns off all electronics, everything, at 3 p.m. He said, because not only does this allow your body to begin to calm down and to become in a place where it's ready to prepare itself for sleep, but it also cuts down on cravings. And, I mean, this is so true. I even saw this on Dr. Oz one day about how the later you stay up, the more you crave different. And isn't that true? You might be running throughout some of everything. The later you stay, and don't stay up and watch TV, because you will have taste. You'll find yourself running out to the store, you see? So learn to prepare yourself for a state of calmness. Go walk out in the yard. This is something I do quite regularly, barefooted. You know, we don't walk around barefooted. I went out the other day, and I just cut my grapevines back, and I had no shoes on. You know, and people thought, well, aren't you worried about the spiders? Listen, I'm not emitting fear. If I emit fear, then if a spider crawled on my foot, he's going to crawl right over my foot on to where he's going. I'm not out there to hurt anybody. I'm out there to cut my grapevines back. And I sleep so good at night. There's an electrical field in the earth. We came from the earth, y'all. We got to go back to the earth to repair, to restore, to rejuvenate, to revive these bodies. We got to go back to the earth. There's electrical fields in us. There's meridians in us. And when you walk on the earth, it helps to balance those electrical fields, those meridians that's in our body. You will be surprised. I had a client to tell me one time, he said he told his dad to just unlace his shoes and take his socks off. And he was like, I'm not taking off my shoe. His father was having trouble sleeping at night. So he said, Dad, just take your shoes off and take your socks off. He said, I'm not taking. He said he just got down, took his shoes off, took his socks off, and took him by the hands and pulled him up and walked. He said, what are we doing walking around in the grass? He said, Dad, just calm down. Just calm down. Just, you know, bear with me on this one, okay? I'm not trying to kill you. You see, walking in the grass is not going to kill you. So just bear with me. And he said he walked for a while and he complained. And he walked for a while, then he complained. He said, but then he started noticing that the complaining was starting to cease. He had started subside in his complaining. And he said, wow, look at that over there. Look at that little morning glory or something. He said, oh, wow, I thought that the squirrels or something had eaten all them up. I didn't know they were still there. Crocuses or something. And he said he just began to start looking around at the nature. And he went from this agitated state to, oh, my, look at that. I've got to get some more seeds for the birds. And I didn't know that was empty. And things like that. He said, and that night, he said his father slept better than he had slept in I don't know how long. It's you know what? Sometimes it's just the simplest things. That's why I love my home. I'm so thankful to God for my home, because my home is a place when anybody come in my home, they notice the calmness, the peace. This is my haven. ain't going to be no arguing and stuff like going on up in here. No. This is my place of solitude. If I feel like it some mornings, if I go to bed really early, like on some of those rare occasions, I get to go to bed about 7:30. And if I should happen to wake up like at 2 or 3 in the morning, and I just want to walk around, sometimes I go outside. I just go out, you know, in the backyard and just walk around and then just come back in and just float around just so peacefully and so calmly. And it's got to be like that. We go through so much stress in the world. You know, it's so much out there looking to try to knock us off kilter. You must have a place of solitude, a place where I'll turn my cell phone off, you see, put my home phone on silent, and I just relax. I got a birthday coming up tomorrow, my 61st, and I am so excited about the living. You know what? I'm getting better. I am getting better all the time because I'm broadening my horizons to things. You know, sometimes when we're younger, we can be kind of judgmental about different things. I'm learning to say, I could see the possibility of that, or maybe that's not for me right now, but okay. You see what I'm saying? Just learning to live. Life is to be lived. I want to live, and I want to, and in the course of my day, I want to put a smile on somebody else's face. I want to make somebody else smile. That's what life is all about. Chamomile. You guys know about chamomile. This common herb calms the nerves, and it is extremely mild sedative. In a study of like 57 patients with anxiety disorders, researchers at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School reported that chamomile extract, a dosage of 220 to 1,000, a little over 1,000 milligrams daily, led to significant improvement compared with placebos. And, you know, a lot of times they'll do the double blind, but then they'll compare herb with a placebo, and that's what happened in this instance. Now, always opt for the popular German chamomile because chamomile is related to the ragweed. So use caution because if you have allergies, you want to just keep that in mind. It's related to the ragweed. Now, seek a healthcare professional's suggestion as far as the dosage is concerned, because this, like I said, because of the allergic nature with some people to ragweed, you want to be a little bit cautious. And there are other alternatives, other herbal alternatives for stress. If you just want to do chamomile, then you want to really be careful as to your dosage. But there's others that I could very well recommend or suggest. Keep in mind that this show is not to cure or to address any issues. The information given here is solely for educational purposes only, and what you do with it, what you choose to take and do with the information that you get here on Here's to Your Health, it is solely up to you. I always suggest that you seek a medical, a professional opinion before doing any kind of exercise, before taking any kind of supplement, anything like that. This is not to diagnose. The information given on this show, like I said, is for informational and educational purposes only. And it's not intended to be a substitute for medical advice by a licensed physician. Now, I have to say that. I don't want to get in trouble with anybody. You see what I'm saying? So we just want, I just want to let you know, and that the information has, the most of the information that I give you concerning the herbs and eating and water, it has not been verified by the American Medical Association or the Food and Drug Administration. Okay? Okay. That's my disclaimer. Just so you'll know, I'm not trying to do anything but share good information, accurate and thorough information. Go to my website. Be sure to check my website out, www.yourgoodhealth.info. And, wow, the emails I got concerning the healthy coffee were off the chain, y'all. Most of you I got back to, you know, that the following day. The others I got to you the day after, which was like Thursday. But I did get with you, and I did receive calls that, listen, check it out. For the young lady that was interested in the Juice Plus, go to my website. If you need more information, call me. I am personable. Give me a call, 734-895-1940. I will get with you as soon as I possibly can, and that's a fact, okay? So for all of you that were on tonight, I really applaud you. Today, who chimed in tonight, this is for you. Yay, yay. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, Dave, about the gardening process. We appreciate you. That was a hand clap for those of you I hope you could hear it. I hope it was really clear for you. Those were a crowd clapping for Dave tonight, for him chiming in, sharing with us information about what's growing in his garden and how I'm getting ready to start mine. He's going to get mine started for me real soon, and I'm going to get some stuff in some pot. And I'm going to take pictures and post these pictures on my website. In fact, I'm going to take some of the pictures that Dave has already sent me from his garden and post them. Oh, some lilacs. Oh, God, those pictures of his lilacs are really awesome. So with that being said, everybody, I just want to thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure and a privilege, as always. And don't forget, get you some walnuts, eat you some walnuts, eat you some raisins, eat you some apples, organic apples, okay? And you'll see everything, like my mother used to say, it'll all come out in the wash. It really will. So tune in again with us next week, right here on Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the 109.9 Penn Station. And I look forward to it. I don't know about you, but I look forward to it. And if you have any comments or suggestions, don't hesitate to let me know. I appreciate you. So therefore, of course, I'm going to appreciate any comments or anything that you have to share. This is our show. This isn't my show. This is our show. What do you want to share? Just let me know. That's all you have to do. I'm going to close with this. Genuine self-acceptance is not derived from the power of positive thinking, mind games, or pop psychology. It is an act of faith in the grace of God alone. Have a good night, everybody. I love you. Oh, wait a minute. I think we got a couple of seconds. We got a caller coming from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller.
She got evicted.
Who got evicted?
Hey, it was messed up before he left there.
Hello?
Oh, I don't know. Yes, she said.
Okay, good night, everybody.